Welcome to Lagniap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, the bright lights and big prizes of a television game show are overshadowed when a murder takes place. That's the premise of a new Strauss Theater Center dinner theater titled Chop Till You Drop Dead. Directors Don and Dixie Mitchell join me in studio with a preview. Welcome to you both.
Hello, Bob.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Don, the production is called Chop Till You Drop Dead.
So. Yes.
Is this an original production and adaptation? Where does the storyline come from?
The storyline comes from writer Greg Sodero, who's a Chicago playwright. Premise is the game show comes from Hollywood, although Hollywood's never mentioned during the play, to Monroe to film, and a couple of episodes here. And during the filming, one of the characters is murdered, and one of the game show people who come to see the game show, you know, an audience member. Takes sort of charge of the investigation, and they make an attempt to discover who the murderer is on live show, you know, live filming.
And the thing about this is that there's actually a stage that's been created at the Strauss.
Yes, we have built a stage for the game show to take place on, and we've also constructed lights, and we have a sound system for this production.
As far as the audience coming in, they find themselves there on the set of the game show. And I understand there's a little bit of audience participation at some point.
There is a certain amount of audience participation. When the contestants go out and cruise for clues, to find out,
you know, what happened, who murdered this person, and and all of that. But I play Astrid Cornelius, and I am the director of the game show. And I'm trying to keep all of this stuff together.
Trying to keep it together, right?
And we are so excited with our cast members. We have Barbara Ann Knight, who is Polly Peabody. And she is kind of the Angela Lansbury detective who finds out, and she's the one who finds out who really killed this person. And we have Dusty Hampton and Heather Peterson. We have Megan Wilkins. And then we have some contestants that are, we're just not going to let you know where we get our contestants from.
Well, Dixie, in portraying this role, is it more fun? Is it lighthearted? Does it get kind of serious and, you know, mysterious? And,
no, let me tell you something. It is just funny from the beginning to the end. You know, it's we're having so much fun doing this at the Strauss. This is the first time that we've ever done a dinner theater in the Strauss lobby. We've done dinner theaters at in Bastrop and for our Rotary Club. We're all with the Twin City Rotary. There's our plug for that. and so, but the Strauss is so much fun, and it's such a great venue, you know, and the food is going to be terrific.
Yeah,
and I think from the moment we start until the moment we end, it's nothing but laughter and funny.
Yeah, you mentioned the dinner part of the program. Who's going to be providing that?
Well, it's going to be Pat Nolan, and it's going to be a spring strawberry salad, and then a really good chicken dish that I can't pronounce. It's chicken something, and string beans, and then chocolate cake. Yum!
Oh, a little bit of decadence to round things
out. That's right. You know.
Well,
and then we'll have beer and wine, of course, and coffee and iced tea.
Don, a directing debut for you here in Monroe at the Strauss.
Yes, at the Strauss. I have previously directed at the Dixie Theater in Ruston and several productions for our Rotary Club. But this is my debut directing at the Strauss.
What do you enjoy? What is it about presenting one of these dinner theaters, especially when it comes along the mystery lines and working with the characters? And
I enjoy the people. It's always a joy to meet new people and reconnect with old friends that I've been in productions with in the past. That's one of my greatest joys of directing.
Yeah. When we look at the cast members, as far as costumes, things like that, they come out with the name tags on, I guess, as the contestants for the show, or
the name tags, I think, are added after the contestants are chosen.
Yeah, they sure are.
But as far as costuming goes, it's pretty much current. Current wear.
Yeah, a little flashiness from the host of the TV.
Yes, well, the host and hostess of the show will be the best dressed on the set, naturally, because they are the stars.
Yeah. Well, Dixie, the program gets underway coming up this Friday. Tell us about the performance times.
Okay. The performances are July the 11th and 12th, which is this weekend, and then the 18th and 19th next weekend. That's Friday and Saturday and a Friday and Saturday. It'll start at 6:30. Doors open at 6. And it's probably about an hour and 20 minutes. It's not a very long play.
It's going to go longer than that with the breaks.
Well, yes, it
gotta
might go longer than that with the breaks.
The TV commercial breaks.
That's right. We will, radio breaks.
Yeah. Don, if someone would like to find out more or tickets to attend the upcoming dinner theater, how could they do so?
They can call the Strauss 323-6681.
You can also check out the Strauss Theater Center online. Looking forward to Shop Till You Drop Dead with director Don Mitchell, Dixie Mitchell here, and part of the program coming up this and next weekend at the Strauss. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you, Bob, for having us.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.
Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.